Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been...
Still is.
And still is, the infamous Otto Loos.
Yeah.
And we're in the midst of the Christina Lu Show.
Yes.
And by no means am I taking this show in any sort of a religious vent, but a prayer of David, which is, "Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer." And that's Psalm 17. Now, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, which was the 17th. Is there any other significance of the number 17, you think, Otto?
Oh, God, I think there might be. The numbers are getting much smaller.
Yes, they are. 17.
Much, much smaller, which means somebody's getting a little older.
Each day.
Because
what?
It's 17 days till Christina Lu's birthday.
Wow.
You know, I remember when we couldn't even say the days. It was so many days.
All over.
Yeah. And then that clock starts again. Wow, 17 days.
Do you believe it?
No, I can't.
I mean, it's really the countdown of since I've been doing the show.
I know. That's right. It's very symbolic. I like the 17, though. I might have to go play that or something. I'm not sure yet.
That's true.
Well, 17 days, guys. That's very exciting. Thank you. I like this because it's a great way to start off my weekend, because then I go home and I give the countdown to all my friends and family. So it really just works out. It works out for everyone.
Get them prepared. Yeah.
That's right. I want to keep reminding. Got to keep reminding my husband. He's been like hearing about this for a while. Listen, you know, I did get a cake at my half birthday on the radio show. So,
yeah. Oh, that's but supposed to be some sort of a hint?
Yes. You know, I mean, it was, you know, we might do a bigger cake, you know, for the birthday. But I love it. I love just the creativity that John announces. My birthday is my favorite part each week. So thank you to John for that one. But, you know, enough about me, you guys.
Wow.
For now.
Until we have another 14
minutes. But Project Independence, we have tons of events coming up. And next week, Tuesday, March 22nd, is going to be our World in Motion group that meets at Clinton G. Martin Park. Professor Martha Cohen, who is a Project Independence volunteer, has this great program where they just talk about issues and world issue, current world issues, which is really amazing. It starts at 2:15 p.m. It goes to 3:15. It's really growing, the group.
They ever come up with topics to talk about?
I know. I mean, there's just so nothing happening in the world. But it's really a great program. I think that's what's I love about Project Independence is that, you know, we start from 60 and on. So there's a lot of people who, you know, like Otto was saying earlier, you might not really need the direct services right now, but you still want to be a part of the program and kind of help out. So we have tons of people who, you know, had amazing careers and want to volunteer in different aspects. So Martha Cohen, she came to us and said, you know, she would be interested in starting this group. So she did. And it's really, I keep hearing absolute wonderful things. It meets once a month. And I just encourage everyone to go. If you're in the area, that's on March 22nd. From 2:15 to 3:15. And on Thursday, March 24th, we're going to have a chat called All About the Pneumonia and Prevnar Vaccines. It's presented by Margaret Rasa. She's a Rite Aid Wellness Ambassador. And she's going to talk about all the different, you know, the pros of the vaccines and, you know, any questions and answers will be available at the end. And that's March 24th.
I have a question
at 10 o'clock.
I won't be able to go to that. Mm-hmm. But with the Prevnar 13, mm-hmm. Do you have to take that again 1 year later? That's what I was told.
Yeah, I'm not. That's a great question. And hopefully they give you. It's and that's okay. Why. That's what I think is great.
I thought it was a 5-year deal, but it, you know.
Yeah, don't. I'm
my
not.
My point is there's some confusion.
Hmm.
And
interesting.
Whoever's going to be there.
I'll pass it along.
Yeah.
I'll pass it along to that. You know, our nurses and social workers are wonderful.
That would be a question for 311.
Yeah, that's right. No, it would be, and that's what I want to say to everyone.
Or your doctor.
You know, if you're not able to, you know, attend any chat and want information on it, you could always absolutely call 311, and we'll put you in touch with the social worker or nurse who scheduled it. But what I was saying is so great about them is that they, you know, because this came out of an advisory, and this came out of, you know, people asking these questions that they were able to connect to, you know, in this case, Rite Aid Wellness, because they go out and they have these wonderful presentations, and, you know, they're really clear as to what, you know, you might need to do and what's kind of best for you. So I really recommend everyone checking this out. I know Jerry Paritzman was on the show and said he, you know, actually had this vaccine and was very happy with the situation. So that's on March 24th at 10 a.m. at the Port Washington Senior Center.
So you know, you just mentioned Jerry. And when I was talking about Otto before, I said last week when David was here, it was Jerry. I'm sorry. Oh, that's all. I'm just hitting me. I'm saying, wait a minute. It was Jerry was on. I mean, David was on like 2 weeks ago, which is fine. But I referenced David. It wasn't David. It was Jerry.
We've gotten about 7 or 8 calls.
Jerry said, how dare you? Yes. And then Friday, March 25th, I really encourage everyone to go to this because this should be a great time. I've seen this presentation before. It's called All the World's a Stage. And this is presented by Gail Sellis, who's our gerontologist and our veterans caseworker. It's backed by popular demand. It's a fun, casual presentation that really talks about the different stages of your life, different changes you might face, and the best way to kind of live life to the fullest. And it's done in a very fun, creative way.
Really?
So I really encourage people to go. It's at Port Washington Senior Center on March 25th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you can call 311 or 869-6312.
The only problem with pushing that, Christina, and that's fine. At 10 to 12 is our time. So, I mean, you're actually taking our audience.
That's right. They might have to. Yes, that's right. They
somebody is
it,
really
yes.
wrong with this.
Whoever attends that, no. Forget that program. It's canceled.
And have it on the show.
Yes. Well, we actually had Gail on once before she was on it, but she was kind of, she didn't want to tell too much about All the World's a Stage.
Okay.
Because she likes the surprise aspect of, you know, people going into the program and not knowing what is going to happen. So, definitely, if you're interested in any groups, I mean, you know, we talk every week about all these different groups, whether it's a men's group or a senior talk group or a socialization group, they're all throughout the town. You can call 311 for any of those dates or times. So.
Could you tell us about your experience of doing the polar plunge?
Unfortunately, I did not do the polar plunge, but many people did, and they raised over $60,000 in North
Hempstead.
Were you there? No, I wasn't there. I wasn't there, but I saw all the pictures, and it looked fabulous. But it was, and mind you, it was like 40-degree water. Everyone jumped in, so power to those brave souls.
So it was hot out.
And it was at 12 noon, and they raised tons, you know, as I said, it was, I think the exact amount was $61,500 for the Special Olympics, which was amazing. And New York raised nearly $1 million for the Special Olympics.
Really? New York State?
Yep.
Really? Wow.
So it's really a... It was really fun, and everyone should really check out the pictures because it was very amusing. And I really liked the little chicken coop area that, you know, Supervisor Bosworth.
Did you go?
The Supervisor Bosworth actually stayed in, which was, you know, she wanted to support, but she wasn't jumping in either.
She wasn't jumping in, no.
The supervisor, me and the supervisor were not going to jump in there. Who actually took the plunge this year was Town Clerk Wayne Wink.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, very good. Go Wayne. But it was But I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, that's a huge amount of money that
it's tremendous.
For the Special Olympics. And the amount that North Hempstead raised helps 200 Special Olympic athletes for a full year. So,
wow.
200 people.
It's worth it. I mean, it really is.
That's
tremendous.
A good program.
Yeah,
no question.
At the end of the day, it's great.
So me, Otto, and John are going to all do it together in the name of the Special Olympics and the radio station.
Why don't we
station.
Start the hot tub?
Yeah.
Next year.
Yes.
No, then we would have to have a countdown.
Yes, we can't have a competing countdown. The town is also hosting, along with AAA, a CarFit program. Which is, you can get CarFit throughout the year, but this is a huge event. And this is going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park on Thursday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. CarFit is an amazing service. It's you get a 12-point checklist. They go over you and your car and how, you know, your mirror is positioned, your seating, things to reduce blind spots, your seatbelt use. And it takes about 20, 30 minutes. So you schedule an appointment. And it's really an amazing program. I was car fitted, and there was certain thing. You know, you go and like, I'm just doing this just to see, you know, what it's like.
You don't have to be a senior.
No, absolutely. You know, and really, I mean, it was just because they show whip out a ruler. You know, Shari, who's our manager, car fit technician, and you know, there's a certain amount you're supposed to be away from the steering wheel. And, you know, I'm a short person, So I tend to be very close to, you know, my husband laughs at me because he's like, you know, are you driving on the steering wheel? You know, so I'm like,
you're one of those hidden drivers.
Yeah, I, you know, luckily, I have like a good boost, but it's, you know, I tend to do that. So, and then your the mirror adjustment too.
Do you use a booster seat?
Not yet, thankfully, but you know, she can tell you some great devices to use though, because a lot of seniors that Chari has actually met with will come in and need all kinds of, they're doing unsafe things. So this is a safe way to keep your car fit. Call 311.
For anything, call 311. Yes, as we call this show to an end. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everyone.